You deserve to live life with confidence.
We're your hosts, Brooke Brewer
and Danny Mullen, here from Raw Fitness. Confidently Flawed is a podcast dedicated to bringing you the secret sauce and helping you look good and feel even better.
What's holding you back from being the most confident you? Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Confidently Flawed. Your hosts, Brooke and Danny, back for part three of this three-part series. We're just really diving into very quick and easy tips of what the people that are healthy are doing. Like, what is their playbook? What is their secrets? Like, what are they doing? And if you haven't caught it yet, we've done two episodes on already this topic, and we're going to wrap it up today with a bow on just the conversation of what healthy people are doing. So this week, we're going to specifically talk about tracking our foods and even more specifically about macro tracking. So I know Danny's got so much great information and knowledge on this subject, so I'm going to turn it over to you, Danny.
Yeah, we just did a call for all members, and I called it the Healthy Identity Blueprint. And what that meant was, what are the people that are extremely healthy, extremely fit, extremely energetic, you know, the ones that we look at as like, wow, that's what I want to be. That's what I want my lifestyle to look like when it comes to my health and fitness. And they all have similarities. Those same people all kind of do these three things pretty regularly. And what I've found over the years working with thousands of different people is, it's not so much about, you know, somebody's goals, right? Because Brooke, you can have a goal of, you know, you want to gain 5 pounds of muscle, or you want to lose 10 pounds of body fat, and somebody else could have that same goal. Well, why is it, if, you know, we always think it's, oh, I just don't have the right goals. And maybe part of that is true, but how come when two people have the same goals, how come one might reach it, but the other doesn't? And what I have found is, it's not so much that we fall to the level of our goals, it's that we fall to the level of our systems that we have in place to reach those goals. And really what it comes down to, if you want to reach your goals, find the system that we know works for that endeavor. So for people that want to improve their health, improve their body composition, and do it for a long period of time, we have found the ones that are most successful, their system is, they get in on average 3 workouts per week, okay, generally with some form of strength training. They take supplementation to make it easier for them to hit their goals, to allow them to fill the nutritional gaps that they might be missing, and to allow them to just do it in an easier way, because the supplements kind of do some of the work instead of having to be super strict with your diet or your fitness plan or what have you. However, when you do that, you just got to make sure you're doing the right type of supplements for your goals that match your nutrition plan and actually take them, right? So those were the first two pillars that we talked about: getting the right type of workouts in and doing them consistently, taking supplementation that's going to actually match your goals, match your nutrition plan, match your fitness plan, and actually take them regularly. The third goal or pillar or part of your system is some system for food or nutrition that Brooke already mentioned. And it really comes down to tracking your food. We have found that over the course of time, the ones that track their food, or at least do so for a little bit of time, are always the most successful. And it doesn't mean you have to track forever. And it actually doesn't even mean you have to start that way. We actually have a process that we take people through at a minimum of 6 weeks that we don't start tracking until after week 6. And the reason is sometimes tracking is a little bit more daunting at first, and it's a little bit more work at first. It does get easier the more you get into it, but we don't throw the kitchen sink at people right away. And we have found people do a little bit better with easier getting the skills to eventually get to tracking. But the reason tracking works so well is it just gives you true data. It gives you something that's black and white to say, yes, I'm doing it, no, I'm not, and how you can easily make manipulations, because it's just quantifiable. It's numbers, it's metrics. And it's a very easy way to find what you need to do in order to get the level of results with your health, with your body composition. And then this is the key. It also is the key in success to allowing you to get back to your, what we call your recovery or maintenance phase, without gaining the weight back or without losing your muscle mass if your goal is building muscle, right? Where that's where a lot of people fall off, is they do this diet and then they lose a bunch of weight, but then they gain the weight back after because they haven't built up the skills, or they don't have the right system in place to you know, get back to their recovery phase and start eating the foods they want to eat and the amount they want to eat or they should be eating to maintain their weight and not just lose weight, for instance. And that is the problem that people have when they do some dieting. So the key or system to be successful at your nutrition is tracking your food and having some form of focus on macronutrients or very least calories and protein, right? And Brooke, I know you've had some success and experience with tracking. You know, I mean, what's your experience with tracking when you've done it in the past?
Yeah, I think this is a really important tool because I think you learn two really valuable things from tracking. Number one, you're being held accountable and you're really actually seeing what you are eating. I think so often we hear, well, I'm eating clean, and that might be the answer. You might be eating clean, but you might be eating too much, right? Like you might be sitting there saying, oh, well, everything I'm eating is clean. Like Danny told me I need to have, you know, chicken and asparagus and a sweet potato for dinner. And I did it. And I don't know why I'm not losing weight. But then you sit there and look, well, maybe they had way too large of a portion, or maybe they didn't have enough fats included, or maybe, you know, it was too much. But on the contrary, I think what also tracking helps you do is it notifies you of the things that you're lacking. For example, we've talked about it through and through on this show, protein intake. Protein intake is huge for weight loss. And a lot of people, especially women, lack protein. They're not eating enough protein. And so tracking will let you know, hey, you are not eating enough protein. And it truly is wild, especially for females. You don't think that you should be eating more because maybe you're not hungry or maybe you're not used to it. Or, you know, you might just feel like, well, I'm eating clean. I'm eating all the right things, but you might not be eating enough things. So you're either finding out, hey, you're eating too much of something or you're eating too little of something. And so that's going to help you find yourself accountable. And what I love about tracking too is it shouldn't, yes, it might be hard at the beginning. I will fully say it is hard. But I think the thing that I want everyone to remember is you have to choose your hard, right? What's going to be harder? What's going to be harder? Looking in the mirror and seeing yourself unhappy? Or what's it going to be hard? Like, what's going to be harder is when you're at the pool and you just aren't comfortable in your skin. Or maybe your hard is you choose to take a couple weeks to track your macros and to track your foods. And yes, it's hard, but it gets easier. It's not something that you're going to do forever because you're going to start to realize, okay, I need to be eating about this amount of foods for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This is what my snack should look like. This is what my protein's going to look like. Like you start to understand. So yes, it's maybe hard at the beginning, but again, there's a reason why this works for people. There's a reason why the healthy people are doing this because it works. So all in all, I think tracking is a huge benefit. Like I said, there is a reason why the healthy people are doing it. But I also want to just encourage you, if you feel like any of these things from the last three episodes are hard, choose your hard. What is more worth it? What is going to be worth it? Because I can promise you, being healthy is the easiest thing that you could ever do.
I love that, Brooke. You know, choosing your hard, and it's very true. And I love the way that you put it too, because it is very hard when you go to put on your bathing suit and you're very uncomfortable, right? Like that is a choice to be choosing hard there versus taking a couple minutes a day and tracking what you're eating. You know, it's so both scenarios can be uncomfortable, right? Taking a couple minutes out of your day when you're busy to track your food and find the right food and things like that. We get that. But also putting on that bathing suit when you're uncomfortable is both of them can be hard. But think of the outside scenarios is, this is hard for a couple minutes to reap massive benefits to where you're feeling really, really good throughout your every day. You're feeling confident. Or this one, that hard stays with you. That hard is hard all the time. When you look in the mirror, when you put on other pairs of clothes, like all these different scenarios, it keeps staying in the back of your mind of just how uncomfortable you are. Like why, like, and it's the problem is that we always go back to that because we know what that feels like. We're comfortable with the uncomfortable of that as opposed to doing something new and trying to track. So, but we totally get it. That's why we don't hear it raw. We don't have people jump right into tracking because we know it's probably a little bit too daunting, and people that start straight from that generally don't do well, not because it doesn't work, but because it's too much for them to add onto their plate going from nothing to something. And so we recommend to start very, very basic and just choose high quality foods, eat whole foods 80% of the time or more, do that for a couple of weeks, then start learning portions, and then you can start getting a track. And once you've built some skill sets, because it's one less thing for you to try to add on and do. So when it comes to tracking, like, you know, it's all going to be dependent on your goal, but I'll try to keep it as super simple as possible for everybody, you know, when it comes to the macros. At the bare minimum, what we recommend is just shoot for calories, right? Depending on what your goal is, just try to hit a calorie target, like make that your starting point. And then when you're ready, add protein. Okay. And from there, like if you want to add the other macronutrients, by all means, go ahead. But I'm just going to talk about calories and protein today, because that's, if you do those two, you're probably going to get the results that you're looking for. And it's much easier than trying to navigate all the macronutrients of carbs, fats, and protein. So, you know, a quick, you know, kind of rule of thumb, a quick rule of thumb that you can do when it comes to calories. By no means is this a perfect science, but it's going to be a good starting point for you. And then you can always adjust up or down based on the results that you're getting or how you're feeling. So if your goal is to maintain your current weight, okay, what I would recommend is take your current body weight and times it by 15. That should be a about your calorie range, or like 14, 15, give or take. Maybe start at 14, maybe go up to 15. Somewhere in that 14 to 15-ish range is going to be about an average maintenance level calorie goal for everybody here. Okay. Now, if you want to add in protein to that, or protein to any of these, all you would do is just take your current weight and times it by 0.8. So for the sake of the conversation, if I am 100 and, or say if I'm 200 pounds and I eat, and 0.8 is about 160 grams, okay, or 160, I would aim for that to be my goal in grams of protein every day. So I want to maintain my weight. I'm going to do 14 or 15 times 200. And then, so let me just do the math here. 14 times 200 is 2,800. Okay. That's about my maintenance level calorie goal, depending on how active you are, right? If you're moderately active and doing the other pillars that we talked about in this series, you know, that's a good target, 2,800 calories. And then again, if I times it by 0.8, 0.8 is 160 grams. So at 200 pounds to maintain my weight, I'm going to try to get 160 grams of protein and about 2,800 calories. Right now, if I'm 200 pounds and I want to gain weight, what I'm going to recommend you do is take your current weight. So use 200 pounds times it by 17. So 200 times 17. Now my calories is 3,400 is my goal. Okay. And I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to minimum do 0.8 times my body weight. So again, that's 160 grams. Of protein. Now, if you're trying to build muscle, I would try to maybe bump it up and maybe do one times your body weight. So for me, it'd be 200. So if you're trying to build muscle, I'm going to take my weight, times it by one, preferably. That's how much protein I'm going to get. So 200 grams. And for calories, I'm going to take my current weight, not my goal weight, my current weight, and I'm going to times it by about 17. You could always do more to get a little more aggressive with your weight gain or muscle gain, okay? But this is just an average. I'm gonna take it by 17, and you can always add more later, and that's about 3,400 calories. Now, on the flip side, say I'm 200 calories or 200 pounds, and I wanna lose weight, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take my weight, times it by 10, very easy math, right? So 200, I don't even need my calculator, 200 times 10 is 2,000. So then my goal is gonna be 2,000 calories every single day to lose weight at 200 pounds, and going back to that 0.8 grams of 0.8 times my weight is 160 grams. So to recap, I'm a 200 pound person. To maintain my weight, I'm going to eat about 2,800 calories. Okay. Take my current weight, 200, times it by 15, comes out to about 2,800 with 160 grams of protein. If I want to gain weight, I'm going to bump it up by timesing my weight by 17, which gets me to 3,400 calories with a bump in my protein by timesing it by one to give me 200 grams of protein. And if I want to lose weight, I'm going to take my current weight, times it by 10, and still get that 0.8 grams of protein, which is 160 grams of protein. So hopefully that's not too much math or numbers being thrown at you guys, and hopefully that makes sense and is clear, but that's like a very basic, easy way to do that. Now, two quick caveats, and then Brooke, I want to hear your perspective on that, is two things that I need you guys to do is, first and foremost, is you need to actually measure your food. Okay. We don't want to go through this and guess. Okay. If you want to do this and you want to do this right, you got to actually measure your food. Get a food scale. You can get on Amazon for $4, probably even cheaper, and get, you know, measuring cups, things like that. Actually measure your food to be more precise. And I tell you, yes, it sounds like work, and it is, but it's going to be that much easier. It's going to allow you to actually get results, and it's going to become so second nature to you that you won't need this stuff later. And now you've built up the skills that you can rely on this long term and never have to go back to that weight that you gained. Okay. And then secondly is what I call feed your phone before you feed your face. Okay. So whatever your objective is, plug in your food intake before you even start your day, so you know where your number's at and you can make manipulations beforehand, instead of plugging it all in after and saying, oh, well, I didn't hit my numbers. Nothing I can do about it now because the day has already passed. So highly encourage to feed your phone before you feed your face, and to always actually measure your food along the process.
I love the feed your phone before you feed your face saying. You said that a couple episodes ago, and I think that is so true, because especially when you are tracking, it is so easy to get to dinner time and be like, oh my gosh, I am way over or I'm way under and I just can't do it. And I think that is how you can really help maintain and how you can make it easier than it would be if you were to just go through it throughout the day. So I think that's a really easy way. And obviously, while yes, you can get down to even more science, you can get down to even more specific numbers. And that's why I think why it's really helpful to work with a professional and work with someone who can really tailor these to you specifically. But if you're just listening to this, wanting to get started on your tracking journey, I think the numbers that Danny shared are a perfect way for you to get started. And then once you feel like you're confident there and you're able to do it and you're able to be consistent about it, then maybe you can move on to the next level where you're getting a little bit maybe more particular with your fats and your carbs, and maybe getting a little bit more particular with your number, and working with a professional will help you figure those out. So I think this is all great stuff, Danny. I think tracking is huge. Like I said, there's so many benefits to it, but there's a reason why people are doing it. There's a reason why it's working for people. And so if you are feeling like whatever you're doing isn't working and you're not tracking, we highly recommend you doing that. So if you got value from this episode, as always, please share this with anyone who you feel would relate to it or who would find benefit from this information. And just continue showing up week after week as we are doing all we can to just give you the secret sauce and just tips and tricks to help you live a better and happier life. So thanks for tuning in as always. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Confidently Flawed.